The wait is over, y'all. Oh my God. Phone been ringing all night long, asking, where is he? Where is he? Where is he? Well, guess what? Have no fear. The man is here. I'm talking about the one and only Mr. Leon himself. What's up, Lee?
How you doing? My pleasure to be here in the heart of Harlem.
Welcome
back. Pumping Harlem, USA, home of us people of color, no matter what you say.
Man, you know, you're an actor. You may need to take up being a DJ, man. Radio personality. You came in smooth with that.
Hey, I got to be able to fall back on something.
Hello. How you been, man?
I'm good.
It's good to have you in New York City, in the zone. Most important, you know, 90.3 FM, Harlem Community Radio.
Oh, yes.
You know, a lot of people know Leon the actor, but guess what? He's not here on that ride tonight, right, Lee?
No, I mean, I can't leave it too far behind because that's what I am. But I'm an entertainer as well, And but tonight, like, talk about some music.
For those of you who do not know who I'm talking to, you know, I'm going to find that a little bit hard to believe, especially the ladies. I'm talking to the one and only Leon. You know him from the Five Heartbeats, the Temptations movie sounds, the miniseries that was, the Little Richard story. I mean, you got a resume of movies that blew me away when I was doing research on you, man. When did your acting career really start off?
While I was in college, a graduate film student begged me to be in a movie, based on the way I looked, and you know, I tried it, and I had a very comfortable feeling with it, so I changed my major to theater arts and studied acting, and started making movies, and I was lucky enough to make some, you know, movies that were memorable and play some roles that were memorable. And that's what's really important to me. You know, so many movies made, so many songs written, so many shows being done, but you know, at the end of the day, does anyone remember what you did? And so I feel blessed that I've had some roles that have been memorable, and hopefully I'll be able to snag a few more.
Amen to that. Tell me, was there any like legendary actor that, you know, inspired you to do what you do or that you look up to?
No, I mean, there's actors that I admire that I have a great deal of respect for, or people that I could see myself you know, as a combination of or something, but no one actor, no.
Okay. Of all the roles that you did, which one would you probably pin as one of your favorites?
One of my favorites? Wow.
I had to say one of, because do you have an ultimate?
Well, I don't have a favorite. You know, I mean, usually the project that I'm working on at the moment is usually my favorite thing in the whole world.
Okay.
I kind of leave things behind once I do it. I put my heart and soul into it, and then I leave it behind, and I go on to the next thing. So, you know, there's quite a few roles that I'm proud of, and then more importantly, people like, and that's really what drives me. You know, at the end of the day, it's really about, you know, you. It's really about entertaining you and what you think. You know, it doesn't matter really what I think. I go out and do my thing, and if you like it, then it's on point. If it's not, it's not.
Amen to that. Now, you know, one of my favorite ones, and I have to say one because it's two, I think I just got to go straight to the Five Heartbeats. You got to go straight to the Five Heartbeats.
Yeah, Five Heartbeats is a movie that seems to be embedded in our culture. I feel very proud. You know, I think if you haven't seen the Five Heartbeats, don't know it, you know, I guess your Negro license may have to be revoked.
That's right, because I tell everyone that is one that you have to see, that you have to, you know.
It's a different time period, too, you know, like for me, you know, because I'm in the Five Heartbeats, you know, there's another movie that I relate to it that I, you know, that I wasn't in that I saw when I was a kid that was like my Five Heartbeats.
Which one was that?
It was a movie called Sparkle.
Oh.
Yeah.
That was your Five Heartbeat.
Give him something he can feel.
The Queen.
Yes.
The Queen.
Yeah, that was a bad movie. You know. Irene Cara and Lennon McGee. That was hot.
You know, I can tell, I can hear it in your voice when you're speaking about it, that how it was inside of you, that movie.
Oh,
you
yeah, know, definitely, it, yeah.
It,
when
it,
I, yeah,
it moved you.
Yeah, when I was a kid, I was like, whoa, okay. it inspired me, I guess, because, you know, in a lot of ways, I've made movies in that vein. You know, it's what the type of movies that I like to make.
Okay.
You know, movies in which, you know, I also sing and, you know, and sometimes dance and play musical performers, and you know, I love movies like that. I love, you know, plays like that. I love it all.
Well, mentioning a role that you had that involved some dancing, and I'm not sure if you did any singing in it or not, but the Temptations miniseries.
Oh yes,
the David Ruffin role.
Yeah.
Legendary. Let's go there real quick.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I'm just happy. I think Alan Arkus, who's the director of the movie, who actually won the Emmy for Best Director, just did a great job putting that together. You know, I mean, it was a fantastic story. So it was just a matter of, you know, just putting it together in the right way, having the right group of fellas, you know, play the Temptations and putting us and framing us in the right kind of light in which we could really tell a story. And I just think we got lucky. We told a story that people were unaware of. So many people knew the songs, mm-hmm. you know, but they had no idea the story of these guys.
Correct, correct.
And I think they're a little blown away by how emotional and sad it was and how, you know, these different people actually were. And so they got caught up, you know.
Behind the scenes.
Yeah, especially because so many people, you know, even people who weren't from that era still grew up to that music. Because once you discover Motown music, you just start listening to it. I don't care what age you are.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
And you knew it was Motown just by the sound.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I mean, that's just the way it is. I know kids right now, today, you know, discovering Motown music, and that's all they're playing because they once you get hip to it, it's like, oh, what is this? You know, and you got a whole plethora of songs to go through. So, yeah, you know, it's always great to tell a story of one of our people's. You know, anytime we have any great artists and things like that, I think we should all band together and try to tell their story, regardless of the economical factor or anything else. We just owe it to them.
Now, in the role of David Ruffin, I'm not sure, were you the first actor that they chose, that they, you know, screened for that? Or did you beat somebody else out for the part? Or how did
I was pretty I think I was pretty much, you know, the only actor.
Okay.
That they wanted, actually called me in and asked me, you know, would I be interested in doing it and what role would I like to play. And so and I, you know, started to talk about different roles, and they said, well, we want you to play Dave Ruffin.
So you had an option to play other characters.
Well, Otis Williams, actually, who wrote the book that it was based on,
correct,
originally, I mean, it was his hope that I would play him, you know, the central character.
That sounds like Otis.
And but when the producers told them that that, you know, that I wanted to play David and that they wanted me to play David, which is a much more flashy role, he understood and thought that, you know, it was probably the best thing.
Mm-hmm. And did you grow up a David Ruffin fan?
Yeah, I grew up, you know, Temptations. I mean, but just Motown music in general, Smokey Robinson. Okay. You know, all the songs from the Motown era, the Supremes, everything. You know, that was in my house. Marvin Gaye. You know, just went on and on. Then, you know, of course, Sly and the Family Stones. And just, you know, just love all that music.
Well, before we move on to the current project, we open
I think it's very, you'll see the influence in my music.
All right. Well, hey, we can't wait to get to it. But before we move on to it, though, we want to, we had opened up the emails to some of the listeners to write in, those that couldn't be here and those that mm-hmm. couldn't get the chance to speak to you. And they sent in some questions that we want to run down. And one young lady, Pam from Arizona, said, in The Temptations, Leon, how did you prepare yourself for the character role of David Ruffin?
Well, I mean, my preparation, you know, luckily was coupled with having to learn so many dance steps and dance moves and characteristics of the characters. I had the advantage of having Suzanne DePass, who would be the producer on the movie, you know, actually had access to the library of Motown tapes. So she pretty much furnished me with all the tapes I could possibly have on David Ruffin. So I basically studied his movements and things like that. And, you know, just listened to people and different stories they had about him and things like that, and tried to embody all the things that I heard, you know, into this character.
Right. We want to thank her for asking that question. Moving right on to John Carey from the UK. I mean, you got fans all around the world. Number one, how do that make you feel, knowing that not just the States know you, but I mean, you're known around the world, internationally known? How does that feel?
It feels great. You know, very often I get fan mail from people in different countries and stuff like that, sometimes not even in English. And it's, you know, it's very flattering. It's very flattering. You know, you don't grow up. At least I didn't grow up thinking that, you know, people from other nations and stuff would know who I am and want to write to me and want pictures and things like that. It's not really why I do what I do. So,
right.
You know, it's just a fringe benefit, something that, of course, I appreciate.
You know, I can relate to that, because once we went worldwide, and by the way, letting you know that the show is being transmitted worldwide now over the Internet. We got to give it up for the Internet. The World Wide Web just takes us everywhere.
Information
now.
Highway.
Oh, yes. And the same, you know, information you just said there, I can relate to, because all of a sudden I went from just being known in the States to worldwide and getting fan mail and stuff like that. It's just, you it really do make you appreciative of your craft.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt.
Definitely. John from the UK says, Leon, having enjoyed your musical performances in The Five Heartbeats, a film I believe based around the Dells, but still a fictionist group. You played a blinding performance as the group lead vocalist whose claim to fame is shattered by drug abuse. Then, wow, you do it again with The Temptations, playing one of the world's most emotive singers, David Ruffin, but strictly similar roles. Did playing these roles have an effect on you? Because, man, you looked as though you lost weight to get inside of those characters.
I definitely lost weight to play David Ruffin in The Five Heartbeats and stuff. In Five Heartbeats, I'm thinking he has me confused with Michael Wright.
Right, because Eddie role was really the lead, right?
Played Eddie Kang, right. I played, me and Robert Townsend played brothers. I was addicted to women. So I actually think the roles were very different. Mm-hmm. My role in The Five Heartbeats and my role in The Temptations, and which is one of the reasons that attracted me to The Temptations, because I didn't want to play a role that was similar.
All right. Well, we're going to get into the new CD. We're going to get into the peoples, man. I mean, that's our primary focus here on the Love Zone tonight. And everyone knows you on stage, on camera, on film, but now you've taken it to another level. What inspired you to go with the singing role?
Well, actually, I didn't just do it. I mean, my band's been together for like 5 years.
Really?
We were on 106 in Park, like maybe 2.5 years ago. Mm-hmm. You know, I've been doing this for quite some time. I've always loved music, and, you know, it's something that, you know, many of us that are actually actors do. You know, just that the acting thing popped. So, you know, it's just the way it is. But, you know, I wanted to create a sound that was all our own before I put out a CD. You know, you're not trying to go out there and sound like anybody else. You know, okay. It's just, you want to create a sound that's all your own. And we have this sound that's reggae soul. And it's been quite contagious. We've been getting great reviews, I'm happy to say, and packing them in. And the ladies have been very kind coming to my events for whatever reason that is, but I hope they keep coming.
Reggae soul, you know, reggae soul. And when I heard you had the project, are you from the Jamaican accent, or you have Jamaican relatives, or what is your heritage?
I'm African American. I was born right here, mm-hmm, in New York, and you know, reggae music is something that hit me when I was 9 years old, and kind of changed my life, the backbeat of my life. And so, but I have other influences as well. And so it just seemed like a natural fit. The type of music I was playing seemed to work right. And the type of music I was writing, it seemed to really make it, I don't know, just feel right. So, you know, the album's called The Road Less Traveled. It's in stores on the 18th of this month. And we're playing live here in New York on the 23rd at the Canal Room.
Oh, so at where? The Canal Room?
The Canal Room. That's 285 West Broadway, right at the corner of a canal and West Broadway, downtown, 8 o'clock. Come on down. Let's do our thing together.
Let's do it. There's Leon. He's in the Love Zone. We're going straight to track number 7. It's entitled Bottles and Can. We're going to let them hear a little bit. We ain't going to let them hear too much of it because we don't want them to record it. Number 6? Okay, we're going to go to 6.
That's
6? I think it's 7. Unless,
okay, well, 7. Reading.
I'm reading, baby.
You know, I just make them.
Track number 7, Bottles and Cans, right here in the Love Zone. I got my man, Leon. He's here live in the Love Zone. Let me know how you like it. It's from his new CD. It's with Leon and the Peoples.
Success in life, like every man wants to one day have a baby and a wife. Success is measured, but to what degree? 'Cause all the money in the world don't amount to you and me.
I'd rather be picking up bottles and cans
if you can't be my man.
I can't be your wife.
that what you started, there's no way this can end. Cause I've fallen in love, how deep am I falling?
Oh, yeah.
And if anything should ever stand in our way, I wouldn't wait till tomorrow, but I'd throw it away.
Bottles and cans. You hear them right there. Oh, now tell me, Leon, who's that beautiful voice out here singing with you, man?
The beautiful songstress Selena Johnson.
All right, give it up to Selena. That's
Chicago's finest.
Now, how did you two get together on this project?
I'm trying to wonder that myself. No, I'm just joking. No, actually, Selena had done a record with JK, who was an executive producer of my album, and we'd met when that happened, and she happened to be in town, and we called each other, we stayed friendly, and she happened to be in town one night when we were cutting the song, and she was just someone that I had in mind to do the song with, and so she was there, she did it, she knocked it out, and now you listen to it on the radio.
It's a hit right here. 90.3 FM exclusively, y'all. First time on 90.3 FM. And mentioning the group, I mean, is there any family members in the group? Let's send some love out to your group members here.
There's plenty of love out to my group members. All of them, you know, Curtis, Ace, Alexis, Patrice, Leslie, Alex, Drummy, Ruben. Am I leaving anybody out? Eugene, you know, everybody, you know, Sheikah, the whole people's family. You know, we're a group, and you know, we act as a group, and you know, I want to come off as a group. This is not a solo project by any means.
The peoples. Yes. And how did you find your talent?
I like the way you say it. The peoples.
That's right. The peoples.
There's a ring to it. A little bass in his voice. The peoples. I think when we get off here, I'm gonna have to sample that.
Hey, long as the check big enough. Mentioning the group, how did you find your group members? Were you already together, like you said, years ago?
It's just been an evolution. You know, having a band of musicians and things like that is not an easy task, and so you actually go through quite a few people, and you find people who stick and really want to work as a band and actually contribute. You know, not just their talents, but also their minds as well. It's an overall project. So, you know, it took a while to actually get to this group, but I'm happy with this group right now. We've been performing live and, you know, and having great shows and, you know, and that's what's most important, going out there and pleasing the people, so.
In New York, you're going to get a chance to see them, the Peoples with Leon right there. That's going to be on Sunday, July 23rd at the Canal Room, 285 West Broadway in Canal. Come there. I mean, hey, enough of the TV and everything. Check them out live, right, Lee?
Come on down to the Canal Room.
We got some of your listeners, or well, some of my listeners, some of your fans here in the studio. They've been waiting, and we opened up the invites to a few of them and told them that they were going to get a chance not only to see you, but get a chance to talk to you, get a chance to ask you what they want to ask you. Hey,
hello,
Sarah.
K-Sarah.
She got a name that I've been calling everything else except the right name, but I got it right on the air.
Yeah.
K-Sarah. Mm-hmm. You sitting next to the man, what you want to say to Leon? Speaking to that mic right there, dog.
Excuse me. I was just wondering, you said that you didn't have any people who inspired you in the acting world. Did you have people who inspired you musically that make you do the music that you do?
Oh, of course, without a doubt. I mean, there are so many performers out there that, you know, make me or have made me want to sing, you know, to some of them actually being my friends. You know, I can mention a few of them, people that I just really love. You know, my favorite singer-songwriter today probably is a friend of mine named Barris Hammond. You know, he actually produced my first single that I ever did. And, you know, I just love him. You know, but there's a lot of people influence me, whether it be James Taylor, of course, you know, of course, Robert Nesta Marley. You know, the list goes on and on of people that I love, Marvin Gaye. Just a lot of different people, you know.
Sound like you're naming my iPod right there.
Yeah, so, you know, there's so many people, you know, without a doubt, you know, Sly and the Family Stones has a lot to do with, you know, the makeup of my band, the look of my band, you know. I just, I'm a big fan of Sly Stone. Sly, and
he still is.
Sitting next to you is the lovely, lovely Mother House from MySpace.com. Mothership, that is.
MySpace in the house.
Oh, yeah, man. And before we go anywhere, where's she at? Where's Ebony? Where's that? There go Ebony. We got to give Ebony a hand, because that's my connection right there, the girl. She made it happen. She got us in touch with your good people there. So, hey, you know, I got to show you love, baby. Mwah. Mothership.
Ship. S-H-I-P.
What you want to say to the man? You sitting there next to him.
Yes. Leon, you... I'm saying most of your roles entail a lot of singing and whatnot.
Well, not most of them, but about three of them.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so did you do your own singing in those roles?
Actually, you know, when you do a movie, like, for example, The Five Heartbeats, he had hired all the singers before he even hired the actors. They were all like street singers.
Oh.
And then in but a few of us actually did sing, but they were, you know, they were the these great singers, fantastic guys that sing your draws off. And exactly. That's what's up. Hey, that's how you like to get your draws off. I ain't mad at you, girl. But and then when you do musical biopics, the big selling point in how they get made is and the biggest thing you purchase is the original masters of the actual artist.
Okay.
You know, because then they're actually redone to sound even better than they've ever sounded before.
Oh.
And nobody can sing like David Ruffin.
Oh, please.
You know,
right.
And nobody's going to sing like Little Richard. I'm thinking Little Richard can sing like Little Richard anymore.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So, I mean, and so that's what you want to hear. So, I mean, you know, when you do movies, when you're playing someone else, I've done a movie called The Price of Kissing, and I'm doing another movie that I'm also going to be a producer of, which I'm playing someone, which I will be doing the singing, because it's not... The story is not driven and is not being made because of the remasters, you know.
Okay.
So, but usually when you see them, because especially those are two movies that were made for television, and that was a big selling point, selling those masters to the network.
Mm.
Okay.
Great, you got it. The lovely, the beautiful Velvet. Swing that mic around there to Velvet. And hey, Velvet, how you doing, baby?
Good.
You there with the man? What you want to say to him?
It's a pleasure to finally meet you. My question is, with the plight of the way black music is today, what do you hope to bring to music and to add to it, especially with the rise of hip-hop?
Well, what I plan to bring to music is in the road less traveled. And that has several meanings to me. You know, one of them is the road less traveled is a positive road. I don't know why that is the road less traveled in music, but it seems to be. You know, people don't want to sing music that is just positive and just thought provoking in a positive way and make you listen to it and actually not be depressed or mad afterwards. You know, it's like that. And so that was the first reason why I came up with the title, The Road Less Traveled, because I wanted to make positive music, you know, and music that talked about, you know, brothers and sisters getting together and understand each other better and celebrate, you know, fathers who work every day for their families and things like that. And you know, or by just about, you know, the freedom of being able to live your life the way you want to and learn how to live your life and or just appreciating every day. In the song I have Tomorrow, Today, Yesterday, because I think the hook goes like this: there's no tomorrow without today, so live your life and have a great yesterday. And, you know, and it's basically about, you don't know if tomorrow's going to come. All we have for sure is today. And if we live today to its fullest, we have great memories when we wake up, and that's all you can ask for.
All right, you heard it straight from the man himself, Leon. We're going to the love line. Amanda's on the love line. How you doing, Amanda?
Hey, Maurice. How are you?
All right. You said that I got who do I have here with me?
Yeah, you got my sweetheart. Hey, Leon. How you doing?
How you doing, baby?
I'm good. I have two things I just want to say real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Me and my brother been in here doing nights like this. I wish, you know, when you rip off the clothes in the movie. Oh, yes, we've been doing that all night. But I want to ask you a question. When you go out you know, in public, do people portray you as that character in the Five Heartbeats?
All different characters.
Really?
Yeah, all different. You know, people say all kind of things to me.
Yeah,
definitely. I mean,
oh, God, you're going to make me cry on the phone. Oh, my goodness.
I don't want you to cry, baby. You gonna come out? You gonna come out and see my show?
I'm coming out there. Believe me, I already got the tickets. I'm coming. I'm coming to see it. I'm going to see it.
Okay, that's Sunday the 23rd at the Canal Room.
All right, Amanda. Thanks
bring
for
bring your dancing shoes, baby.
Thank you, Wally. All right.
You're welcome, darling. Lorraine is on the line, 90.3 FM. Hello.
Hey, Maurice.
Yeah, baby.
Is this the Leon? Not only played in the Heartbeats, they played in the Temptations.
That's the one and only. There's only one Leon.
No, ain't no fake. As Temptation, right?
There you go. My example number one.
Leon. Leon, you just better be glad I didn't know you was up there tonight.
Lord, what would have happened?
She ain't lying, Lee.
I ain't lying at all. Because I played that part. I done wore that part out.
Oh, really?
With the Temptations. There ain't nothing but a group looking for.
I gotta go, Lorraine.
Right.
Bye, girl.
Leon, you my man. You ain't no fake.
Bye, Lorraine. 90.3 FM, you're on with Leon. Hello.
Group of listeners, this is the Maverick, y'all.
Hey, Maverick.
How you doing?
All right.
Hi, Leon.
Hey, how you doing?
Oh, I'm fabulous. I met you in 2002 at the Fernwood, man.
Okay.
I found two of my DVDs.
Oh, okay. All right.
But, you know, the question I had is that the song that you sang on stage regarding your daughter?
Oh, right.
Yes. Is that on the CD?
No, it's not, darling.
I'm sorry?
No, it's not on there.
Oh, boy, that was a wonderful song, man. I really enjoyed that.
It's called Sunshine.
Sunshine, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I really enjoyed
it. Yeah, no, people, so many people like that. You know, it may come up. It just didn't make the cut on this particular record.
Oh, wonderful, yeah. wonderful. Oh, man, but keep doing what you're doing. I've been following you. I enjoyed myself at that concert. I'm going to see you on the 23rd, because that's my birthday week.
Oh, please, come on. And come up front, let me know it's your birthday. I'll sing you happy birthday.
Oh, wonderful, man, wonderful. Keep it up, bro.
All right, thank you.
Thanks for calling.
Bye,
Maurice. Bye, baby.
All right.
Mentioning the new CD, Enough Talk. Let's get down to the business right here. We're going to the one that I happen to really, really like, and it's track number 12. It's a ballad. Let's talk about it. It is the subtitle. What did I lose my paperwork here? But you know the slow ballad.
Oh, you're talking about Will You Be My Wife?
Oh, yeah. Man.
It's actually it's the song that I sang.
Yes, he did.
And the only place you can get it is it's actually a song that I sang for my starring role in Eric Jerome Dickey's Friends and Lovers. And the only place you can get it is on my CD. And it's a very popular song. I'm happy it's on my CD, and I hope you enjoy it.
Leon and the People. Here we go. Oh, listen to the music alone, y'all. It's time to do it in the love zone.
I love you. And I never want us to stop loving each other. All I do is dream about you. You hold the key to my heart, and that's the biggest part. I want you in my life. You're all I see.
My life, girl, won't you be my wife? to share together. All the good times and the bad. All I need for you to do is say yes, baby.
Listening to the brand new CD by Leon and the Peoples. Leon is here live with us. Oh, will you be my wife? Leon, I mean, I just got to give it up to you, bro. You done demonstrated your acting skills, but you're blowing on this one, Daddy-O. You're blowing on this one, man. Oh, man, you done worked with a lot of actors, Madonna, a lot of singers, Madonna, Barris, Forest Whitaker, and Robert Townsend. I mean, really... Which experience or which character or which actor would I say that you had your best experience with? Which one did you would just never forget, really?
Well, you know, it's hard to, to say you have your best experiences. You know, I've had some good ones, and, and I'm happy to say that. You know, you mentioned Robert Townsend. Robert Townsend is a friend of mine, and, you know, we've made...
That's a good friend to have, man.
Yeah, and, you know, and we've made, a couple movies together. So, you know, he's somebody I'm always going to remember. You know, I did the Five Heartbeats, and actually, you know, he kind of, in some ways, kind of discovered me, in a sense, and so I'll always appreciate that, you know, and at least in the light in which I was put in that movie, and so, and then, you know, I got him to direct me in Little Richard's Story, so it just, you know, I mean, of course, I love Robert. Every time you have a friend, you make a friend out of work and stuff like that. He's always something you remember.
This project here is one that is taking off, and I know it's flying. And me and Vic already talked. We have our own distribution online CD store at voicedistributions.com, and you got to be good to get in that store. It's rare talent in there. You're surrounded by the Temptations, the Shy Lights, the Ray Goodman and Brown, the Manhattans, Russell Tompkins of the Stylistics. Classic
artist.
Stop,
you're making me nervous.
All right, now that is the family that has put their projects in my hand and entrusted me with it, and they are part of Voice Distribution. Stephanie Mills, even Mr. Biggs and Def Jam, they came on board the Voice Distributions, and me and Vic just made it happen, and we want to officially welcome Leon and the Peoples to VoiceDistributions.com online CD store.
Well, thank you very much.
Definitely.
And I feel very, very, very good walking through these doors. Thank you.
New York City, a lot of you always saying you don't go out nowhere shopping anywhere else or doing anything. You know, I always bring it to you. I try to make it happen and bring it right to your front door. I brought them here live. Now we're going to bring the CD into their homes, right, Lee?
Exactly.
MauriceWatts.com. Check it out. VoiceDistributions.com. I asked them which one got the up-tempo groove, but the phones are jumping. We're going to get into it. We're going to take these two real quick. 90.3 FM, hello.
This is AKA Soul Girl.
Hey, Soul Girl. You want to talk to Leon?
Yes, please.
She said, yes, please. Go ahead. You're talking to him. Go ahead.
I like to think you're so talented, you know, Leon.
Oh, thanks a lot, baby. I appreciate that.
Where you calling from?
Question.
Where you calling from, real quick? Where you calling from?
San Diego.
San Diego. I like San Diego. Spent quite a bit of time there.
Oh, cool. Well, how was that transition to acting to singing? Like, how was that?
Well, it's not really a transition because I do both. You know, I just wrapped. I actually just wrapped my latest movie last Saturday, and you know, then I go off to Chicago the next morning and perform in the Festival of Life concert out in Chicago. Then I come back to New York and perform, and then, you know, I get up the next morning and read two scripts, and then I go to rehearsal, and, you know, it's all entertainment, you know, it's all the same thing.
When do you sleep?
Whenever I can.
All right, Soul Girl.
All righty.
Thanks for calling, baby.
Bye-bye.
All right. 90.3 FM. Oh, we lost that one. Okay. Getting back into the project. Once again, I asked him, said, which one is the up-tempo, and we go into the emotions. Let's talk about that track. Track number one.
Track number one is a single. I'm joined by the very talented Tonto Metro out of Jamaica on this. It's truly the definition of the type of music we play. We play reggae soul, and you can't get more reggae soul than the single off my record called That Emotion. It's basically a remake of a dancehall remake of a song that we all love.
Well, you listening to the one and only Leon. Now it's time to play Leon and the Peebles right here in the Love Zone. It's time to party, y'all. This is how it's gonna sound like on none other than July 23rd at the Canal Room. Will you be there? Emotion. That's Leon and the Peebles. He's here live. Oh, Leon, I mean, this track here, I can tell that the Canal Room going to be jumping, baby.
Yeah, we plan on it be jumping.
It's going to be jumping. You can get a chance to see them live. That's July 23rd. I'm telling you, showtime is 7 p.m. for sure. It's Leon. You know him as the actor, but he's a songwriter and a singer. He's here live. You get a chance to talk to him. 212-491-4685. We want to tell you about this project. I mean, like I was telling Vic off mic, we're going to tell you on mic. It just totally blew me away, man. I mean, we're used to seeing you acting, and I'm mostly focusing you on this angle here, and all of a sudden you flip and hit me with a reggae soul CD. And got reggae ballads on it. I mean, party jams on it. I mean, you know it's going to soar, baby. It's going to soar.
Well, I only hope so. I mean, your lips.
It's definitely going to happen for you.
Off man. Into everyone's pockets.
It's definitely going to happen, definitely. And number one, we want to thank you. You know, a lot of actors and people, they make it big and then they don't come back home. I mean, you back to New York, maybe.
Well, I never left home.
Back to New York.
So it's hard for me to come back someplace I haven't left.
And most important, we're glad you came to Harlem to 90.3 FM, man.
Hey, it's my pleasure.
The home
without a doubt,
of the Love Zone.
And, you know, I really look forward to people getting the record and, you know, seeing them out in the streets, tell me what they think and all that stuff like that, you know, because I'm one of those guys you're going to see out in the streets, you know, whether I'm just downtown doing my thing or up at 155th and 8th Avenue at the games or, you know, wherever else have you, you know, I'm just, you know, I'm a New Yorker.
All right.
You know, so people come up and talk to me in the streets. So I look forward to listening to the record and tell me what they think and, you know, good, bad, or indifferent, you know, it's out there now. So the proof is in the pudding.
Well, the group, they have a website, and I believe it's thepeoples.biz, correct?
Right. www.thepeoples.biz, B-I-Z. And you can check out our tour dates, you know, interviews and photos of me and my band and, you know, all the things to keep you up to date with the Peoples. And, you know, please come on and hit the site and, you know, buy the CD and let's come to the Canal Room and let's party.
Let's party. We're going to take you down to track number 8, I believe it is. What You Gonna Do? Let's talk about that one, Lee.
What You Gonna Do? Is a story that I tell. You know, something, one of the things you learn in New York, I guess, being friends with women, sometimes very beautiful women. You know, I grew up around women my whole life. I was only male in my generation, so I got along with women at a very young age, actually, before I wanted to have sex with them, so... I think that's the reason why they like me. Because I genuinely like them. So I have a lot of friends that are women. And I think sometimes being friends with women in New York can be kind of tough because you watch them go through things, and especially with other men and stuff. And it's kind of hard when you wish you could just advise them to not be this way. But sometimes you got to watch people learn just the way you learn. So and that's why the song came about.
So, hey, what you gonna do, right, Lee?
What you gonna do?
What you gonna do? It's Leon. He's here live in the Love Zone. This is his brand new CD. Along with the Peoples. You're gonna be able to get it on voicedistributions.com, baby.
On a holly trip, want a mouse to be your pimp. Licking at your fly, calls you with some guy. Freaking you at night, don't wanna see you in the day. Buys you lots of things just to stay out of his way. Keep from sleeping with a guy. Next thing you know, his friends are watching you have sex. Taking little bets, who's gonna be next?
need. Girl, you're not my friend.
HCR 90.3 FM, New York.
What you gonna do? That's the one and only, the man, Leon, but not by himself. That's Leon and the Peoples. Let's go to the Love Line, 90.3 FM. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, you're on live. What's your name and where you're calling from?
This is Michelle, a.k.a. Miss Shell. I'm calling from Mississippi.
All right, Mississippi, down up in there.
How you doing, Shell? That's, you're on with Leon. What you want to say to him?
Well, I really don't have a question. I just want to let him know that I'm a big fan of his movies, and I'm just getting introduced to his music, and I think it sounds really good.
Oh, thanks a lot. I really appreciate that.
Oh, I just want to wish you continued success in everything that you do, you know.
Thanks a lot. Yeah, why don't you write into the website and stuff, because when we come down your way, we'll let you know.
Oh, okay.
All right. Okay, yeah, you let me know that, and then you can be my guest at the show when we come down there.
All right,
so yeah, so you can reach us at www.thepeoples.biz or Leon at thepeoples.biz, B-I-Z.
Oh, okay, I surely will check it out.
All right.
All right.
All right, thanks for calling, Shell.
Okay.
All right, baby.
Bye-bye.
Now, I noticed right then and there, Leon, you gave out your email address that the people can reach you, and I mean, that's something that a lot of artists don't do, a lot of actors don't do. You're very reachable.
Of course, you know, I got to be in touch with the people, you know, especially when, you know, this is our debut album, and so it's very important for me to get, you know, people's feedback and, you know, what they like and things like that, because, you know, you can never take the public for granted, you know.
Amen.
You know, they are why you are what you are, you know, when you're an entertainer. So, yeah, I want to be in touch with the people. I want people to reach out to me and let me know what they think, and, you know, and it's just, you know, it's just nice. That kind of interaction is something that I never want to get away from.
Now tell me, your emails, do you personally reply back to your emails?
Yeah, when as much as I can.
As much as you can.
Sometimes it gets a little overwhelming, but, you know, for the most part, I try to do that.
All right. MySpace.com is something that has just been blowing up. And like I said, where's my girl? There she go. Thank the lovely Ebony. And when I went over, I seen your picture up on the site. And so I emailed her. I'm not going to lie. I said, listen, is that the real Leon or what? Right, Eb? Come here, girl. Come here. Come here. Come here. Come here. Come here. Yeah. Come here. Come here. Look at Scott. All right. I'm going to leave her alone. I'm going to leave her alone, though. But once again, she made a hookup. And you got a page up there. The Peoples is, what's the website for it over there? It's just Leon and the Peoples. All right. And I mean, a lot of the fans are clicking on and hitting on. You heard it straight from his mouth. If you email him, he will write you back.
You know, one of the things that I wanted to do, in conjunction, kind of as like a little special thing, because this wound up happening through a MySpace hookup,
mm-hmm.
is that I just actually wanted to extend a little MySpace invitation to my show, and I'll even go as far as saying that, you know, anybody who has a MySpace account and stuff like that, it's your night, and you can come in for half price. So anybody, just bring your MySpace account. Leave it at the door and stuff like that. Sign up, and you get there before 8:30. you know, half price.
All right.
I know they're going to kill me at the club, but I don't care. I'll just make it up. But actually, it just seems right. You know, MySpace had a big...
Had
a big part in this interview tonight, so why not have the people who are listening to this know this? And you know what? I'm going to go even a little further.
Well, let's stop at MySpace, because we're at MySpace now.
We're at MySpace.
We're on 90.3 FM, and we're going to extend something to the WHCR's listeners that are listening to the
interview.
That's
what I was about to do.
Well, go ahead.
You must have been reading my mind.
Psychic, baby.
I was going to say, all those listening tonight, you know, I think all you need to do is come in and say, I'm a friend of the voice.
Hello.
Okay. WHCR 90.3 FM. Okay. Before 8 o'clock. Before 8 o'clock. You hear that?
And the canal room.
And you're in.
You in there. You heard
it. No, you're in. Period. Okay. Free.
Uh-oh.
Before 8 o'clock. Okay. That's for only those listening that happen to be in this town. All right? You heard what you got to say. You're a friend of the voice.
Friend of the voice.
WHCR 90.3 FM.
It's going to be a lovely day. Tell me about Lovely Day, Leon.
Oh, well, it's one of my favorite songs. And, you know, you know, this album actually represents the kind of music we do live. So this is a song we performed live for years. So it just was a natural to make the album.
WHCR listeners, Leon is giving back to the community. If you be there before 8 o'clock, that's on July 23rd, because you're a listener of 90.3 FM, you will get in free. It's going to be a lovely day. This is from Leon and the People's brand new CD, soon to be available for you at voicedistributions.com. Sit back, relax, and enjoy it, baby. Here we go.
Love.
I can tell already, man. I mean, Lee, I just can't keep saying it enough. It's going somewhere, baby. It's definitely going to go somewhere.
Thanks a lot.
It's definitely going
to really appreciate that.
Love
you. I know you listen to a lot of music.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and so you know, for you to say that to me means a lot.
We don't you know, bring just anything to Voice Distributions. And it's definitely got a flavor that it needs to get out there, man.
Mm.
And it needs to get out there. And it's a lot of stations that just don't play some of the records that we play. So and then we got stations all around the world that whatever I send them, they play it. So we going to make it happen for you, man.
Oh, great. Definitely, man. I really appreciate that.
We've been calling him Leon all night, and we got a listener that wrote in to us. Miss Detroit at AOL.com said to find out. They said, hey, he goes by the name Leon, his first name only. Why is that? How did it get started? What brought it about?
Well, I mean, actually, how it got started was very strange. Actually, I did my first couple of movies in Los Angeles, and the Hollywood Reporter and Variety misspelled my very normal last name, which is Robinson. They called me Roberts, and the other one was Robertson. And I'm like, how do you misspell my name? I mean, that's ridiculous. Robinson, like Robinson Crusoe. You know, so, you know, I had a lot of friends at the time that were like models and things. So I was like, I said, you know what? I'm going to go by one name in my next movie. And I bet you they'll know my last name then. And so I did it, and I just started working all the time. And it just, you know, just never stopped. It was just Leon. And, you know, and usually by the time you know somebody, you know, you only call them by a first name anyway. So I just cut to the chase.
Amen. A lot of people call in, and some young lady wrote in, and I remember the email, but I didn't bring it, so I got to try to sum up her question.
Don't misquote her.
I'm not going to misquote her. I'm going to just ask the question my way then. And it, a lot of
people I got him scared now. He's thinking about all the legal ramifications.
You got to be careful with that if you quote somebody, for sure. But in regards to the lady in your life, the type of woman you like, the type of woman you're attracted to, I know it was something along that line. What is the ideal perfect woman for Leon?
Wow, the ideal perfect woman for Leon. Well, I don't know if anyone can say the ideal perfect woman. You know, if she might exist, she may not exist. You know, but you know, I'm pretty happy and content. You know, right now with where I'm at. You know, in that situation. And actually, the woman that you had in here by the name of Ebony, she looks pretty perfect for me.
She looks perfect for you.
Yeah.
I was turned around. Who was she looking at? Right outside. Okay.
Oh, yeah, yeah. She looks like she might work.
She may work, huh?
So, you know, you might have to arrange that for me.
Okay.
Hey. Tell her to come to Canal Room.
You know what we say, right? We say one hand washes the other, right? Yes, indeed. We're moving on to another track off of this wonderful CD. If you tuned in late, you're listening to the sounds of the one and only Leon. You know him as the actor. You're getting to know him now as the singer and songwriter. He's with his own band now. It's called Leon and the Peoples. We're going to track number 9, Wooden Barrel.
You know, Wooden Bowl.
Wooden Bowl. Wooden Bowl.
This is a very serious song you picked.
Mm. Let's tell me about it, the seriousness of it.
Well, this song is a song that talks about people who are starving around the world, like places like Somalia and third world countries that don't really have food to eat. And, you know, there are a lot of religious factors down there, you know, preaching them, you know, about religion and faith, and which is all well and good. But the religion that they really want is food in their wooden bowl because they're starving. And that's what the song's about.
Now, besides this song here, you know, I ask this periodically with certain individuals. We're speaking on it now about the needs in other countries, the children that's going hungry or anything. Have you done anything personally that have given back to a situation like that, or anything from this project have to do with this song that is, you know, is going back?
Yeah,
to
I mean, I've for years, you know, have contributed my talent, my time, money, and everything to so many organizations that have aided people, whether it be disaster victims or people in third world countries, and especially in Jamaica, where I've done extenuous work. And we've even started a program at the club in which we have performed with the years and stuff like that, which we've done toy drives and money drives like that for like a period of months, which collected thousands and thousands of dollars that go actually into particular programs that we actually can see the growth. You know, we know that this money is going to buying computers for people in rural areas and rural schools. We know how many computers actually being bought. You know, we know who's actually getting these toys and stuff like that. And, you know, that's, you know, so many times we're asked to contribute and we never see where this stuff goes, and it's, you know, it's really That's rewarding right. when you can actually see it actually going to where you thought it was supposed to go, and you actually see the results of it. And yeah, I mean, I'm always somebody that's been concerned about that. You know, so many people
got to give it up to them, y'all. Giving back, got to give it up. And you know, a lot of things don't make the press, but it make the love zone.
Oh yeah, you know, I mean, you know, making a press is really not that important. You know, I mean, a lot of people do things, you know, and they want people to see the good side of them. But you know, at the end of the day, you got to be good regardless. Cameras or no cameras.
A wooden bowl. This is Leon and the Peebles. 212-491-4685. He's only going to be here for a few more minutes. You can get a chance to talk to Leon. He's here live. 212-491-4685. It's Leon and the Peebles. This is Ben. Brand new CD.
Stumbled in with roadmap eyes, pleading divine intervention. She mumbles sin is the only pleasure the Bible ever mentioned. Searching for a savior to sign a waiver for confession she hadn't yet told. A cross of gold won't save her soul. Give up a religion in a wooden board, in the wooden board, wooden board. Surrounded by white collar figures with totagals of hair, she tried her hardest not to leave her son as they cast despair. She cried, promises only comfort losers, uncertain what the future may hold. The desperate forsake their mission, end up with nothing in their wooden board, in their wooden board.
Oh,
The station that brings the stars to you, WHCR 90.3 FM. You're in the Love Zone with yours truly, The Voice, and my man, Leon, the singer tonight, y'all. give him a hand for the new CD. Y'all. Y'all liking it, ladies? You feeling it? Are y'all gonna be at? Are you gonna be at Canal Room? That's what I want to know.
Down information to get in free.
Once again, if you're listening to this wonderful interview tonight, my man is gonna be at the Canal Room on Sunday, July 23rd, 2006, at 7 p.m. for sure. And guess what? Since you're a listener of WHCR 90.3 FM, and you can hear this tonight, if you get there before 8. You will get in for free, all right? See, that's better than MySpace. MySpace got half price. Being a Love Zone listener, you're getting in for free, courtesy of Leon and the Peoples, for sure. We're going to go to a track that features Tony Rebel, I believe.
Yeah, this is a song that I dedicate to fathers and who work every day for their family and to feed their family and do the right thing. You know, I think so many times that as men who do the right thing, there's not enough praise given, so you wonder why it's not done more often. You know, so many times they want to bash men when they don't do the right thing, but don't want to give any praise for when they do the right thing. So I always believe that positive reinforcement is the best way to get anyone to do anything. And so I took great pleasure in dedicating this song to my father, my grandfather, and to everyone's father and grandfather who worked hard to provide for their family every day.
Before we get into that track, I got one last caller for the evening. Going to get her on out the way so they can enjoy the track. 90.3 FM, hello.
Hello.
Hi, who's calling? Where you calling from?
This is Mad Max calling all the way from Jackson, Mississippi.
Little Mercy.
I know who that is. That's the president of my fan club. Hey, baby.
Hey, darling.
Welcome to 90.3 FM again. You on with the man. I'm going to give him the title tonight, all right? You normally call me the man, but I'm going to call him the man tonight, all right? You on with Leon. What you want to say to him?
Just for tonight, Leon can be the man. Okay, as an actor, Leon, is there any particular character that you just thoroughly enjoyed doing, that you had a ball doing, that you find that character kind of being intertwined in your daily life?
Wow. No, that'd be a combination of so many different characters. Yeah, I mean, it'd be hard. I try to put anything I possess into any of my characters, and that's just that much less acting I have to do. But for the most part, I just try to become my characters, and I try to separate it from myself. You know, I don't allow anyone to call me anything but my character name when I'm shooting, and you know, I just like to be that person. I like to live that person's life for a little bit of time I'm doing that movie, then go back to Leon.
I see. Okay. Very good. Well,
cool.
Thank you very much, dear.
You're welcome.
Thanks for calling, darling.
Okay.
The world's greatest president. Bush ain't got nothing on you, girl. Take care, darling.
All right.
We're going to track number 3. It's Working Man right here. It's Leon and the Peoples right here on 90.3 FM. Here we go. On their way to the Canal Room.
I dedicate this song to all the hardworking men around the world. Like my grandfather and my father and your fathers and all the men.
Don't forget, it's July 23rd, the Canal Room. We want to take time out and say thank you to the man himself for joining us tonight. And hey, we'll see you at the Canal Room, y'all. My man Howie D, he's getting ready to come up. He's going to rock you all the way to midnight. Don't forget, check out the website, thepeoples.biz. And check out his official website, Jazz Leon. Leon, final words do you want to say to the people before you go?
Yes, it's my pleasure, definitely. And to make sure you support and go buy the album in the stores, the 18th, July 18th, in stores, The Road Less Traveled. Hope you enjoy.
light brightens my life. Splash some water on my face. I'm feeling good about my day. Kiss my little baby goodbye. Squeeze my wife and hold her tight. Have to work, work me say. To feed my family every day.
WHCR 90.3 FM, New York.